Head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Steve Maligan. He is with us on the other end of our line. I wanted to talk to him about a very interesting topic that we touched on earlier this week. Steve is a Manhattan Institute Senior Fellow and publicsectorinc.org contributor, and he regularly writes on union issues on this blog. Steve, good morning to you.
How are you?
I'm doing very well. I recently read in the Michigan Capital Confidential about a story that discussed that unions could lose up to 40% of its members if they allowed union members to decide whether they had to be union members and have dues taken out. I wanted to get your take on this story, not only from the Michigan perspective, but a national perspective.
Yeah, and it's actually there is actually an interesting national perspective. This is very much about public sector unions right now, government unions, and it's in some places it's called sort of government right to work, and we have versions of this around the country. And one reason there are estimates that unions could lose membership if people get to decide, because right now if you work in a workplace and it's unionized and you're in government work, you have to belong to the union. One reason, though, people wonder about how popular unions have become is because there are places around the country, like California, that's a good example, where you can actually opt out of being in the union, but you still have to pay to the union what's known as an agency fee, which basically is whatever the union says it costs to represent you because you're in the workplace. You still have to pay that. And in some government unions in California, particularly administrative workers, white-collar workers, as many as 40% of people have actually gone and opted to file papers to say, I don't want to be part of the union. And so, when you look at results like that, people say, particularly in white-collar jobs, they don't think that given the choice, I think that a significant number of people would opt out. And part of this goes to the issue of whether people think they're getting their money's worth for the union dues. I wrote a piece last year in which I cited a poll by Harris which said that 47% of people in union households do not believe they're getting their money's worth from their union dues these days. And so that's become a very big issue, particularly in government, because in some government jobs, boy, I'll tell you, union dues are like $800 to $1,000 a year. That's a significant bite.
When I ask union officials why shouldn't workers have the ability to choose, I usually get the same answer, and that is that these workers are represented collectively. They can get more for the workers when they have a great number of workers, and that they would lose their clout as well as their dollars if they chose if union workers had the ability to opt out.
Yes, and that's, they call that the kind of free rider phenomenon, basically, where people opt out, but they still get the benefits. But here's the problem with that. Among other things, in places around the country where unions have been required to demonstrate how much they spend representing workers, such as in California, so that workers who want to opt out can only pay what's called an agency fee, which is the cost of representing them. That amount of money has been demonstrated to be anywhere between only 30% and 55% of union dues. So in California, if you say, okay, I want to pay just this agency fee. So California doesn't allow you to completely opt out of the union, but they do say, if you don't want your money to go to anything else, your dues, how much do you have to pay? And basically, you get a refund of 45% of your union dues in California. So people look at that and they say, so in other words, you mean that only about half of the money that I'm spending actually goes to represent me in the workplace anyway? And well, where does the rest of the money go? And this is where you get into the controversy. Particularly government union leaders, have been spending a lot of money on things like politics. They've been spending them on advocacy causes that have nothing to do with union representation. There was a big stink a couple of years ago because when the federal government started requiring national unions to disclose how they were spending money, the National Education Association, which is kind of the national teachers union, had to disclose that it was giving money to all kinds of groups like Amnesty International, Jesse Jackson's Rainbow Coalition, and the money was not going for educational purposes. So teachers are scratching their heads and saying, well, why am I paying $1,000 a year for that? So this is really, you know, what has kind of spurred this controversy. And in particular, I think you're seeing more and more of these laws being proposed, which either allow people to completely opt out, as in Wisconsin's another place, or require that that unions have to ask for your permission to use your dues for political purposes or for purposes other than representing you.
Where do you think this story is going to go in the next year or two? Do you think it's going to go one way or another?
Well, see, I think that, you know, we really do have 50 states, and the states are very different. And some people have said things like, well, you know, the blue states are getting bluer, the red states are getting redder. I do think that in transitional states and states that are kind of, you know, purple, you know what I mean, they're a combination of both, I do think that we're seeing more and more pressure for people either to have another option, if the option is either to completely opt out or at least to only pay, you know, 40% or 50% of dues or whatever the amount is for representation. I think we're going to see more of that, but we're not going to see that in a place like, New Jersey. We're not going to see that in Illinois. We're not going to see that in New York because the unions are still too powerful over there. So really the states are going in different directions, which is not surprising when you think about it.
Steve, we appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.